right, we are live on Facebook. Very exciting. Hello, friends. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs of Incandescent Incorporated, a PR firm and publishing company that loves promoting what women do. It is Friday, which means it is time for Margaritas with Margaritas CFP Pro. Woohoo! For 15 minutes every Friday at happy hour Eastern time, we celebrate women everywhere, and they learn from industry experts how to flex their financial muscles here live on Facebook. So you are going to love today's guest, and with all of our guests, this is our last episode of Margarita Show for 2021. You are going to meet Julie Johnson, founder of XY Communications, based out of Denver, Colorado. She empowers advisors and executives to commute with their audience, be it Gen Y, Gen X, or boomers, so that they can ask for what they want and deserve and be heard. So take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome, Julie. We are so excited to have you because this topic is so important for so many reasons. So the question is, who is Julie Johnson and why did you leave your career in wealth management to start XY Communication?
Some would say I had a very early midlife crisis, but I hope to think otherwise. No, so I was a senior vice president wealth advisor for about 20 years with Morgan Stanley and then UBS. And we had built about $1.5 billion in assets under management over a period of about 8 years. We did very well. We were very successful, but I was the sole female partner in this team of men. And honestly, Rita and Hope, I have never felt more alone in my life, professionally speaking. There were so many things that I wanted to do with and for our clients and with and for our team that were so they were not congruent with what my partners wanted. They saw me as more emotional, more, you know, soft skills, touchy-feely, getting too in depth in relationships with our clients. And I'll give you an example. When 2008 hit, right? Needless to say, one of the scariest periods of most of our lives, our clients would call and they would talk to me because I was the only one who had empathy, who had a desire to hear and make sure that they were feeling okay, feeling like we had a plan in place, feeling like everything was going to be all right. But needless to say, we as women are, you know, often are very, you know, our brains are more empathetic in nature. And so they would call and they would cry and they would scream and they would freak out. And I would have to listen and reassure them. And this happened, as we know, you know, days on end. And there, I will never forget, there was this one day in September of 2008. I walked into my partner's office and all I needed from him, you know, I needed to vent. I was crying. So, you know, of course they didn't like it when I would show emotion, but whatever. I just needed him to say to me, Julie, I so appreciate the fact that you're there for our clients during this horrendously difficult time. You are taking on, you know, their emotions, their fears, and you're walking them through it. And you're there for them. And maybe even perhaps, you know, I'm really proud of you. And, you know, God forbid, hey, thank you. And what did I hear instead, you guys? Julie, and I'm not kidding, excuse my language, get your shit together. This is business. It's not personal. And it was that day, Rita and Hope, that I knew that the way that I thought about business and my clients and the way that my senior partner thought about business and our clients was at an impasse. Totally. Did I stay 2 more years? Yes, because I wanted to make sure our clients were taken care of. You know, I wanted to get us kind of across the bridge. But I knew at that point in time that there was just too much that I wanted to do for our clients that I wasn't going to be allowed to do because my senior partners thought I was nuts. They thought I was too emotional. They thought I was too soft, whatever. So I left. And what really bummed me out, both of you, was they made me question myself, right? They made me wonder, was I too soft? Was I too emotional? Was I not a savvy business person who was smart and who knew what I was doing, who knew that what I was bringing to our clients was in fact exceptional and what they needed? So being the honorary person that I am, I, you know, was in this mission to prove my senior partner wrong. So I went and got my behavioral finance certification through CFP, you know, studied all I could about, you know, relationships and business and the different generations and the different genders, what they are wanting, what they are needing from not only their financial advisors, but from their partnerships, their business partnerships in any industry. And what I was finding, and this was 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 4 years ago, right? It wasn't that long ago where I was very honored. I was asked to write for Forbes. I wrote for a number of different magazines. I did a bunch of, you know, blogs, podcasts. I was asked to do public speaking for Barron's at the Top Wealth management conferences, you know, a lot of stuff like we've all done, but still people would look at me like I was nuts. I was talking to Rita when we were talking yesterday, you know, there'd be 800 people in the audience at the Barron's conferences. All due respect, it was a bunch of old white guys. And am I allowed to say that? I hope so. And I felt like I was speaking to a bunch of bobbleheads. You know, the topic often was how do you build authentic, strong relationships with the younger family members of your existing clients? So basically those clients don't ditch you when, you know, they're leaving and the inheritances are being received by their younger family members. And still to this day, Rita, you can empathize with me on this. There's so many advisors that are like, you know, I'm fine. We're fine. I don't need to be building those relationships with, God forbid, the women, God forbid, the younger family members, because that's uncomfortable for me. I don't really want to go there. I'll be fine. So, you know, I kept going, persevered. Fortunately, there were a lot more articles being written. There were a lot more people talking about the same things that I was talking about. And so therefore, I felt a little bit less alone. I felt a little bit less nuts, maybe. And I realized that there was a lot to be said for especially women and younger people. There was proof. Pew, Cerulli, Dow. There were so many statistical reports that were coming out saying these softer skills, which we know softer does not mean easier, but these skills of empathy, of listening, of being a mentor, being a partner, enabling and empowering your people that you're working with so that they feel heard and respected. Again, doesn't matter if you're a wealth advisor or, you know, a boss of a Fortune 50 company. This is what women and what especially younger generations want. And if you're not taking every advantage and every opportunity to maybe get out of your own comfort zone, if you're not comfortable with that, then you're missing out. There's so much that you're missing. And anyway, I'm going to take a breath, and I don't mean to monopolize the conversation. I just, you know, a little bit of passion here.
No, thank you so much for your candor. And I really enjoyed the conversations we've had in the past. And what you told me about your senior partner really resonated with me. I mean, I remember I heard something similar. My undergraduate degree is actually in finance. Before I switched to finance, I was on the engineering track. I'm not intimidated by math. So my manager said, Rita, you're technically sharp, but your whole problem is you spend too much time listening and building relationships.
Right.
And so that was a liability. So I know what was probably the hardest part for you is hearing that negativity, you started to question your self-worth. And then now you know that you're not alone, but then came COVID. So talk to us a little bit about COVID, vulnerability, and authentic relationships.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I couldn't agree more. And it's, you know, what I love about what you guys are doing too is so often we need to know that we're not alone in our thinking, right? We need to know that even if we feel alone because maybe we're surrounded by people who don't share our thoughts and our ideas, it doesn't mean we're wrong. Okay. Right. So in my opinion, and Rita, you and I were talking about this also, COVID, as awful as it's been, and I'm so sorry for anybody listening who's experienced, you know, just horrible things during this time, my heart goes out to you. And I don't mean to delineate or lessen that, but as savvy business people, there is an opportunity in any tragedy, in any challenging period, to potentially see the silver lining. And in my opinion, COVID has enabled, it's opened a door to enable those of us who maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable or squirmish, I think that's a word, getting touchy-feely, getting softer, asking deeper questions, really getting to know our clients, our prospects, our peers, asking questions about how is your family? What's going on for you? And really going deeper, getting more emotional, building those stronger relationships, because COVID, it's scary, right? We literally have been required at points of time to be alone, to be quarantined, perhaps. We're social human beings. We're not meant to be alone. So through this virtual world, those of us who are savvy have learned how to build relationships, whether it be personal or professional, build relationships screen to screen. Those of us who maybe before COVID were not comfortable being vulnerable, but now, because of COVID, in a sense, it's given us and a lot of our peers, a lot of our professional relationships, clients, prospects, we've all kind of maybe taken a breath, given each other a little bit more grace, a little bit more patience, a little bit of leeway to go deeper, to ask those questions. How is your family? May I meet your family, because I want to make sure that they're doing all right. I want to make sure I feel very strongly that you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Client, have this wonderful relationship. And if not, let's talk about that. But assuming we have this wonderful relationship, I really want to get to know your family and make sure that they're doing okay. It's a very warm, loving, authentic, sorry, loving, that might be too strong of a word, but it's a very real opportunity for you to go there, whereas maybe you didn't feel comfortable going there before. Same with asking for referrals. Same with, okay, maybe there's some conflict with an employee or a boss. And now you can say, hey, what's going on for you? So it's kind of enabled all of us to, you know, get this sort of harder exterior, this very business exterior, soften it a little bit. And it's okay. COVID in a sense has enabled us to go there. And if we're not going there, why not? What are you afraid of?
Thank you for that. And I know that some people are scared because, you know, how do I do this? But I do believe that when we as financial advisors approach these conversations from a place of care and compassion, we are more likely to experience a favorable outcome. So someone said this to me. They're like, Rita, clients want to focus on the planning they want to do. But as fiduciaries, I think that we need to have our clients focus on the planning they need to do, meaning estate planning others. So we touched on some very important topics today. I do imagine that viewers and listeners want to learn more and they want to learn how they can improve their communication. How can people find more about the work you're doing and how maybe they can benefit from the services you offer?
I appreciate that, Rita, so much. And I think, you know, as you said, there are boundaries that we need to be cognizant of that are very, very real. But it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, have the good discovery questions and all of that. So in order to ask how potentially to get more vulnerable, how to ask the discovery questions, how to ask all of those questions, I would love for you to reach out to me. My cell phone number, you can text me. It's 303-726-8976. Or email me, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at XY Communication. There's no S on the end. So XY CommunicationCom. Don't hesitate to reach out to me, please. I know this stuff can feel intimidating. It can feel uncomfortable. But when we get curious and we ask the questions and have the conversations, there's so much opportunity there that we'll just be so happy that we, you know, got out of our comfort zone and took a chance. So thank you again so much.
Well, thank you so much. This is an amazing way to finish 2021. Now back to you, Hope.
Isn't it amazing, Julie? You couldn't be the more perfect guest. And
oh, thank you.
You know, you're preaching to the choir and singing my song about how women need to bond together. And this idea that we've been made to feel bad for our superpowers is such a tragedy. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. And I know you two aren't either. So here's to 2022, where women stand together, we lock arms, and we charge forward with heart and compassion and pure love, right? Because that's what this is all about, this human experience, right? So thank you, Rita. What a beautiful series, 2021. This is your episode 46, your rock star. And I can't wait to launch another dozens of episodes for next year and your new book, which we will start telling people about soon. So thank you, Julie. Thank you, beautiful Rita Chang, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs with the Incandescent Group. We look forward to bringing you many, many more episodes in 2022. Stay well, everyone.